Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to the Karma You podcast. This is your host, Chloe Brotheridge. I'm a coach, a hypnotherapist, and I'm the author of The Anxiety Solution and Brave New Girl. And this podcast is all about helping you to become your calmest, happiest, and most confident self. Hello, hello. So welcome to this episode of the Karma You podcast. I'm talking about the signs of burnout today. So yeah, I'm going to mention the different signs, things that you can look out for, because it's interesting, because I did a workshop in my membership, the Karma You Collective, recently, and we were talking about burnout. We were talking about the symptoms of burnout. And the weird thing was, is that almost everyone that was in that workshop related to the symptoms of burnout, but they hadn't necessarily ever thought that it was burnout. So it's really interesting. I think it's, you know, we're hearing so much about burnout. I've talked about it quite a bit on the podcast, had different guests talk about it. And it's interesting that although lots of people are experiencing this and realize they're experiencing burnout, I think there are also a lot of people who, you know, experience stress and anxiety and are exhibiting signs of burnout, but never really realize that's what it was. The thing with burnout is it's really good to not burn out. It's really good to not get that to that point where you're really, really exhausted and depleted and you can't get out of bed. Because once it's got to that point, it's almost like it's too late to help yourself. You just got to stop everything and rest. So we want to look out for the earlier signs of burnout so that we don't get to that stage. Because burnout is sadly something that can take weeks or months or years to recover from. So I'm going to share 9 signs of burnout and yeah, the things to look out for. So number one is feeling overwhelmed. So it's kind of quite a general one. I think probably everyone feels overwhelmed from time to time, but are you feeling overwhelmed a lot of the time? Are you feeling like you can't keep up with your work or your personal life, as though there's always too much to do? Your workload is always overwhelming you, and you feel as though you're kind of scrambling to keep on top of everything. And maybe you're so overwhelmed that you just don't have a chance to rest or take care of yourself or even take stock and kind of realize what's happening. You might be in quite a confused, overwhelmed state. And the weird thing that happens when we're overwhelmed, it's like we might have a lot to do. And I know this is what it's like for me when I'm overwhelmed. It's like I can't do any of it, because what happens when we're in fight or flight, when we're in a stress response, we lose our ability to focus. We lose our ability to concentrate. Everything, you know, one sign that I always know, you know, I know when I'm overwhelmed, because I'll find myself clicking between different browser tabs on my laptop without really looking at anything, just kind of almost like compulsively clicking through different tabs. That's a really sure sign for me that I'm in overwhelm and I'm not being effective and I'm not really, yeah, getting anything useful done. I also notice this kind of like, doesn't happen very often these days, thankfully, but you know, sometimes if I'm stressed, I'll get like a tight feeling around my chest. It almost feels like there's a belt around my heart, like squeezing. And yeah, it's a horrible, horrible feeling. So notice in yourself, what are the signs that you are becoming overwhelmed? You know, I shared 2 of mine there, but what are the signs that you are becoming overwhelmed? Because it's different for everyone. And if we can become alert to the signs, then we can catch it early. Then we can do something about it. So number 2, this is probably the most common thing that we hear when it comes to burnout, is feeling exhausted, feeling as though you have no energy. And that might look like waking up in the morning, perhaps you've been in bed for 10 hours or 8 hours or 9 hours, and technically you've been in bed for that amount of time, but you still feel bone tired when it's time to get out of bed in the morning. It might be that because you're experiencing stress and anxiety, that you actually struggle to switch off and sleep. Or maybe you wake up multiple times in the night. And again, that can come hand in hand with burnout. Burnout's obviously very linked to stress and anxiety. And of course, when we're really tired, not only do we feel kind of run down and, you know, as if everything's just really hard work, but our cognitive function decreases. So yeah, we're not able to think easily, we're not able to concentrate, make decisions. And of course, that has a knock-on effect. Everyone knows, well, I think most people would agree that when you're tired, you become grumpier, taking it out on your loved ones and that sort of thing, which is no good for anyone at all. So really looking out for when that tiredness is becoming, yeah, when it's becoming like an everyday feature, or when it doesn't matter how much you sleep, you still feel really, really tired. And I know there may be some people, you know, struggling with things like long COVID. Maybe you've got really young children and that's a reason for being exhausted. But burnout is a bit different to, you know, just other types of tiredness. It really is when our body is completely depleted and when our stress levels just become so untenable that the body has just become completely overwhelmed. So number three, although this isn't exactly one thing, but I've just categorized it as physical symptoms. So I'm talking about aches and pains. I'm talking about weird kind of little niggly feelings in your body. I'm talking about having more frequent coughs and colds. Maybe you've had COVID more than once, because prolonged stress taxes our immune system. You know, it's kind of this thing of, if your body's in survival mode, which it is when we're stressed consistently, our resources in our body, you know, being stressed uses up a lot of resources, it uses up a lot of energy, uses up a lot of our, even our B vitamins get kind of eaten up when we're stressed. And so when these things get depleted, our immune system takes a hit. So be on the lookout for those physical symptoms for you. And for some people, we really, it's like our bodies are trying to send us a message. And that message might be that you're getting, I don't know, bloating or IBS type symptoms, or yeah, you're having colds or headaches or something. And we really want to pay attention to those symptoms and not just soldier on or try to continue, even though we might be really struggling. Your body has, you know, such an incredible amount of wisdom, and we really need to listen to our bodies. So keep an eye out for those physical symptoms, those signs that you're close to burning out. Okay, the next one is trouble concentrating. Kind of touched on this before. Are you finding that your mind constantly wanders? You know, if I'm struggling to concentrate, I have this really annoying habit that I can get into sometimes where I'll, and I'm sure, you know, some of you can relate to this, I constantly pick up my phone. It's like, I constantly pick up my phone, check WhatsApp, check, you know, my Hotmail. I don't have my work emails on my phone anymore. That was a game changer. But getting distracted, mind wandering, you know, finding yourself drifting onto different like news websites several times in the day. It's another sign, if you're constantly distracted, it's another sign, I guess, that you might be tired, that you're struggling to concentrate, that you're struggling to focus. And again, this can show up as a sign of burnout. When we're stressed or anxious, the brain is in fight or flight. It's not a great state to be concentrating in. We'll find ourselves with a wandering mind. We'll find ourselves getting distracted easily. It's like being on high alert a lot of the time. You know, being on high alert, you're kind of always on the lookout for danger, basically. And if your nervous system is in a mode of being on high alert, of course you can't focus on reading a document or doing a spreadsheet or reading a book, even whatever it is that you need to do. We need to be in a calmer state if we want to focus. So again, look out for this as a sign of a burnout, essentially.
This episode of the Karma You podcast is sponsored by Murad Skincare. Founded by Dr. Howard Murad, MD, Murad Skincare is a line of clinically proven cruelty-free products that meet the meticulous standards for safety, efficacy and care you'd expect from a doctor. A true reflection of Dr. Murad's philosophy and lifelong mission to help his patients and consumers live happier, healthier lives, Murad has launched a digital magazine called Well Connected by Murad, connecting the dots between science and wellness. There are stories on the skin, the body and the mind, with headlines like Love Yourself and Stay Hydrated, You Beautiful Capable Human by female collective founder Candice Reels. Mirror gazing isn't vain and does wonders for your stress and mental health. And frozen cucumber and driving gloves? Seven Korean mom skincare tips from Skinfluencer star Dr. Zion Ko Lam. You can read the digital magazine Well Connected by Murad at wellconnected.murad.com. And when you visit murad.co.uk or murad.com, you can save 20% and get free shipping on orders over $60 when you enter the code KARMAYU at checkout. So KARMAYU is all in capitals, C-A-L-M-E-R-Y-O-U. Enter that code for 20% off. So this next one is not pleasant at all. It's feeling negative. So are you pessimistic at the moment? Are you just generally irritable? Are you just kind of not in a good mood? And of course, there are lots of different things that can cause this: depression, anxiety, but prolonged stress and anxiety, burnout, being overwhelmed with work, being overwhelmed with just life events. I mean, there's a lot going on right now in the world, isn't there, to be negative about? So no one would blame you. But, you know, if you're more cynical than normal, perhaps, I don't know, if your friends or family or colleagues are pointing out to you that you're more cynical than perhaps you have been in the past, if you're sort of saying to yourself, you know, what's the point? You know, I can't be bothered. Oh, there's no point in doing that. It's a sign that we're, you know, our stress levels are wearing us down, basically, are draining our energy. And it's a sign of burnout, this kind of cynical attitude. We just don't have maybe the energy to get ourselves out of that hole. And of course, if we're thinking negatively about the future, that's kind of the essence of anxiety, really. And so, yeah, thinking about the future in a negative way, worrying about the future, again, that can drain your energy, your mental resources, and can just lead to more burnout, because it can become like a vicious cycle almost. So the next one is lacking creativity. So maybe you normally actually like your job, you love your job even, but suddenly you find you're struggling to come up with ideas, you're struggling to problem solve in the way that you used to be able to. And that's because when we're burning out, when we're reaching burnout, or we've got chronic stress, our creativity and our productivity takes a hit. So maybe you lose your kind of your joie de vivre or your lust for life. And, you know, creativity flourishes when we're calm and relaxed. Our brains, again, it comes down to what our brains are doing. So if your brain is in high alert, it's in fight or flight, then we're not going to be able to think about things, think laterally. We're going to be, you know, when we're in fight or flight, we're, you know, the brain's getting us just to look at exactly what's in front of us right now so that we can run away or fight. It's not about, you know, thinking of creative possibilities. We're more likely to think in black and white. So is something dangerous or not dangerous? Is it good or bad? And, you know, that's not very conducive to creativity, I can imagine. So if you feel like you've lost your kind of creativity, again, another sign of burnout. Next up is self-doubt. So again, you know, a lot of these could be to do with other things, but it's also a sign of burnout. If you're, you know, if you're tired, if you're stressed, if you're having difficulty concentrating, if you're more negative, like that's going to have an impact on so many different areas of your life, perhaps on your relationships, perhaps on just how you feel about your work, how you feel about yourself. It can be like almost a bit of an identity crisis. If you're normally someone who has energy, who's enthusiastic and creative. And so all these things can impact on our self-image, and you might find yourself not feeling good about yourself, or as good about yourself, or feeling less good about yourself than you did in the past, or feeling like you're not good enough. And of course, these things can also, you know, go back to childhood, but it's almost like, I often say this to my clients, you know, some of these things that we may have taken on board in childhood, say you had a really critical parent and they were always pointing out your faults. And then suddenly you're in a stressful work environment where maybe you've got a manager that's quite critical, or, you know, you've got a lot of deadlines, a lot of pressure. And suddenly that kind of self-doubt from the past, from being told that you weren't quite good enough by that parent, kind of bubbles up to the surface, essentially. And this is just what can happen really, really often. So that's another reason that self-doubt can show up. And yeah, burnout can knock your confidence. So if you're experiencing that, it's no wonder. The next one is procrastination. Procrastination. Yes, I relate to procrastination. And my heart does go out to anyone that is stuck in procrastination, because it's horrible, because you know you want to be doing stuff. You got stuff you need to do. You want to be productive. And yet there seems like there's this just invisible force that is stopping you. And the less you do, the more you beat yourself up, which drains your motivation and energy even more. Now, actually, a lot of procrastination has to do with fear of failure, actually. And I have talked about this on the podcast before about procrastination. So perhaps have a search back and see that if you want to check that out more. But yeah, another sign, you know, if you're feeling overwhelmed, you're low in energy, you're doubting yourself, you know, procrastination is kind of a natural side effect of that. And of course, beating yourself up, that uses up a lot of energy, that drains a lot of energy for us. So if you're beating yourself up about not getting stuff done, about the fact that you're procrastinating, it kind of feeds into this negative cycle. So the last sign of burnout is isolation and withdrawal. So maybe you find yourself just having the sense that you can't cope with people. Maybe you've got loads of WhatsApp messages or emails that you need to reply to, but you almost can't bring yourself to. And the longer you leave it, the harder it is to, actually go and reply. Perhaps you've been saying no to social events or opportunities, or you just haven't felt like you can open up to people. And this is what can happen when we're in burnout, when we're stressed and overwhelmed and tired. Unfortunately, at a time when we would probably need our friends and family the most, and probably need to be open and asking for support or receiving support, it can seem like it's really hard to do that, because, you know, being sociable or being around people can just seem too much. And all the different signs and things that I've already spoken about can play into this. And the more you withdraw, the harder it can be to re-engage, to actually pop up and say, so I didn't reply to your last 20 WhatsApp messages, but I'm back. And that can seem really hard to do if you have been withdrawing. So it can be something that just kind of escalates. So yeah, this makes me really sad, I think. I definitely have found myself wanting to withdraw from time to time. And I know a lot of people in my own life who do this. And yeah, just to say that, yeah, we do need each other. We do need other people in our lives, especially when we're close to burning out. And so, yeah, know that I'm sure your family and friends would prefer you reached out, even if you hadn't been in contact for a while. Explain how you're feeling, be open about what's been going on. And most people are going to be very understanding. So yeah, talked about 9 signs of burnout to keep an eye out for. If you're experiencing any of these things, it's really important to take some action, to do something about it. Please don't just think to yourself, oh, I'm going to get my head down and get through the next few months at work, or, you know, if I just keep busy, then it will stop. Because the problem is, burnout, yeah, we don't want to get to that point. We don't want to get to that point of really burning out, because it can take a long time to recover from burnout. So we want to catch it early. And I remember what one of my friends, Selena Barker, who wrote a book called Burnt Out, said. And she said, if you're getting close to burnout or you're experiencing a burnout, you've got to stop. You've literally just got to stop everything that you're doing. You've got to cancel things in your diary. You've got to just stop and rest as much as possible. The only cure for burnout is to rest and to treat it like a physical illness. In fact, a lot of the symptoms are quite physical, really. So treat it as a physical illness. Go to bed, close the curtains, Get as much rest and sleep as you possibly can. And yeah, don't try to push through burnout, because if you don't stop burnout, it will eventually stop you. And you really don't want that to happen. So I hope you found this useful. Thank you for tuning in again. I've got some free resources I wanted to share with you. I've made a new thing. Made a new thing for you. It's called The Work Stress Breakthrough. And it's my free guide. You basically get a free journal to either type into on your laptop or use with a notebook to make some notes, and a video where I'm coaching you through how to discover the number one thing that's holding you back in terms of work stress, and how you can take the most important step in overcoming it. So you can download this on my website, karma-u.com/stress. So it's karma-u.com/stress to get the work stress breakthrough. And I hope that really serves you. You have been listening to the Karma You podcast with me, Chloe Bretheridge. Don't forget, you can download loads of freebies for anxiety and confidence at my website, karmayou.com. You can also find out about my app and my one-on-one sessions. Please do subscribe to this podcast in the Apple Podcast app. And if you have enjoyed it or found it helpful, please leave me a review. It makes a massive difference to helping the podcast get discovered by other people. And come on over and find me on Instagram. I'm hanging out there every day. You can find me at Chloe Bretheridge. Let me know what you thought of this episode. And please do share it with anyone who might need to hear this today. So I'm sending you loads of love, and I hope you have a brilliant week ahead.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.